The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, BronxPinstripes.com proudly brings to you the most exciting Yankees podcast in the world, George's Box.
Welcome back to George's Box. I'm JJ.
I'm Nick.
Good night to be a Yankee fan. I mean, we're alive. We're still in the fight, and we're going tomorrow.
We'll see you tonight. If you're listening to this, we will see you tonight in the Bronx, 7:07. Jack and I will be in 236, ready to roll. The string of emotions from the past 24 hours, it's unlike anything I've really ever felt in a while, to be one strike away, crying basically in a tux, to now just buying tickets for game five. I've lost total control of my emotions.
Yeah, it is a I mean, tonight went the way you needed it to go. If we were down rooting from the come from behind, it would have been so tough to do. This, at least the way we went about it, getting the big lead up front, even though, you know, at the end of the day, Cole gave up 10 over 7. There's just no time that you want those two to happen when you only have 3 runs or you only have 4 runs. Like, that's the thing. Like, a fantastic line, but for a while it sucked.
It sucked. It was tense for a while, and it was that same vibe where we're up 3-0, and then they get 1, and then they get 2, and you're like, here it comes. Here comes the Jose Ramirez double or the Oscar home run. Like, you were just kind of waiting for them to take the lead, and those fans – like, I don't want to give them credit, but, man, you could tell they were ready to go nuts. I am so glad we are at home tonight, and it's going to be us screaming and not them.
Yeah, it'd be tough to go into a game five on the road. Thankfully, we don't have to. That's why you play the regular season. That's why the games in April matter as much as the games in September. I think we've seen pieces of the lineup wake up. I mean, Bader is unconscious right now, but like, we still haven't seen the lineup wake up. So there's still so much more potential for what could happen with this team.
Oh yeah. Stanton has done nothing really other than that sac fly and the homer the other day. He could go off. Rizzo hasn't done a whole lot since game one. Judge has been quiet. I mean, these guys could still wake up. Torres was pretty quiet tonight. We'll talk about the not hustling probably on the car ride up tomorrow, but I mean, that was kind of embarrassing. But look, I mean, when we traded Jordan Montgomery for Harrison Bader, I'll be honest, I didn't even look who we traded for. I was just happy that Montgomery was gone. But what a trade. And we ripped Cashman a lot. Me and you were both very critical of him. That was a great trade.
Yeah, well, it seemed like it didn't have a plan. We had no – when you trade for an injured player and you look at your rotation and you only see 4 guys, I think it's right to be a little upset in that moment. But yeah, no, so far Bader's worked out. We've got him for another year. He's a local guy, so like a hometown discount to stay and be the center fielder for the Yankees. You know, and I honestly think, you know, obviously with him going off in the playoffs and really him just actually being around, I've been looking him up, you know, reading about him, looking at some of his minor league stats, and like, he could play. Like, he can hit for a high average. He just hasn't done it yet at the major league level. But he's having the time of his life right now, so maybe he figures it out in the Bronx in the years to come.
I mean, he looks locked in. He looks like he was born. And people make the Todd Frazier, Tom's River comparisons. He looks like he fits in. He looks so comfortable. He's whacking balls over the fence. He did make that error in center field, which could have cost him. One other thing, we've been very critical of Boone. Great decision to bench IKF tonight. I think that provided a big spark. I think it helped. I wasn't holding my breath when the ball was hit to shortstop. No errors tonight at short. I thought that was big.
Yeah, I wished we had anything else we could do in left field.
Yeah, no, you're going to get burned. It's like, do you pick your poison, Hicks or IKF? Like, they both suck at this point.
Yeah, Hicks is going to see a lot of pitches. I mean, IKF was, he was getting on base, but still, it was – there is a point where he's just probably in his own head, like he's not going to rebound from it without an offseason.
No. Yeah. He's probably, I mean, how many, not even the errors, but he's misplayed at least two or three balls this series in three games that he's played. You can't have him on the field tomorrow night. I'd rather take my chances with Hicks and left, even though can they stop playing in Cincinnati when Jose Ramirez is up? How many balls is Jose Ramirez going to bloop into short left field that nobody can get to? I can't watch that anymore.
And I mean, you said we're talking about it in the car, but I think we got to talk about it here. I mean, I don't know. It felt like Hicks could have gotten to that fly ball.
It definitely felt like Hicks could have got to that ball. Donaldson was inches away. Glaber did not run on the double play to Ramirez. He jogged out of the box and stared at Jose Ramirez. Rizzo walked out of the box on the double that he hit. I thought Judge should have scored. Like, there were like three or four or five times tonight. We're like, guys, run. I think
we've seen throughout the series, the Donaldson ball the other night. But, like, specifically the Hicks thing, like, Hicks, you are getting an opportunity, right? I thought we had seen the last of Aaron Hicks wearing a Yankee uniform, playing in a game. We didn't think he was going to make the postseason roster. He did. Now he's out there. He's in a position to become the left fielder again for the rest of the playoffs. And it's like, you can't just bust it on that play. We're trying to keep the season alive. And it's just like... It you're trying to keep your Yankee career alive. There's so much on the line, and to just be jogging at it. And I get it. I saw, Donaldson had to go like 20 something feet, less than him. One is a 36-year-old man. The other one is you're an outfielder. You're a major league outfielder. So you get there. You started the year as a center fielder. You get to that ball.
Got to get there. But I think we have to call out the Yankees analytical staff. These guys look so out of place on all these infield – not only the bloops to the outfield, but these infield hits. They're always shifting to the wrong way, or the Guardians are hitting the ball to the – and, they're running to it. It feels like our analytical staff is not doing a good enough job of putting the infielders or the outfielders in the position where the balls are going to be hit, which is what the computers are supposed to do.
I also feel like that's just like a playoff thing.
Yes.
When you get to the playoffs, weird stuff happens. It happened in 2001, in game seven. Like, that Jeter in regular positioning can get to that ball. Sometimes you're just out of position.
Last night, too.
Yeah, I think it is. So much of it is the shift and guys maybe willing to give up, part of an at-bat and not try to hit a home run to just, like, stay alive and put it in play and hit it the other way and just see what happens. And we're not adjusting to it. And the hustle,
it's the playoffs, guys.
Yeah. Like, this is it. There's no anything else if you lose.
And I've always been realistic. Like, we always talk about Cano. He played 161 games a year, so I didn't care if he didn't run out every ground ball in July. But guys, it's game four. We're facing elimination, like you said.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Did you sleep Saturday night?
Yeah, I slept like a baby Saturday night. I took NyQuil.
Okay, so you like, but you needed some to sleep after that, right? Because I was thinking about
it. Yeah, dude, like, we got off this. Yeah, when I smoked a joint and took some NyQuil. I was out for like 8 in the morning.
And I sat awake in a hotel bed until 5 in the morning, slept for an hour, woke up, and went to breakfast. I kept replaying that last hit. The last 24 hours, it's just been unbelievable. It's been a mess. I'm so delirious right now.
That feels a little dramatic for like –
It was this dude I've never been. Have you ever seen them a strike away from winning a playoff game and lose? Like that was – I'm 30 years old and that was the first for me.
I mean there's no way I'm staying up till 5 a.m. staring at a hotel ceiling over last night's loss. Like they weren't eliminated. They're still – there's game 5. We're going.
I know. We're going tonight. Let's talk about the atmosphere. Let's have some fun for a second. Tonight at 7:07 in the Bronx, it's going to be bedlam. I mean it's going to be off the hook.
Yeah, no, it's going to be nuts. I don't believe I've never been to a game 5 or a game 7 or
me like neither.
I've never been to a this is it game. So you know, I've been to wild card games where we've won and where we've lost, but never a game 5. Who do you think we go with? Do you think it's Nestor?
Apparently they said Tyone.
Damn, I wish it was Nestor.
I think it's a Tyone Herman. You go Nestor on 2 days rest.
Yeah, for 3 innings.
Here's the good news. The Guardians have nobody left. I think it's going to be Aaron Civale. He's had like a 5 ERA. All right, it's Tyone. It's officially Tyone versus Civale. Tyone had a 3.91. Civale had a 4.92. This is our game. I mean, this is our game to win.
Yeah, I think they're looking to get like 3 innings out of their starter. And then because they – Terry holds back his premier closers unless he has the lead.
He does. Their bullpen's more rested, but Loaisiga has a day to work with.
Yeah.
Didn't work today. Holmes should be available back-to-back days. And look, if something happens.
Everyone's available. There is no one that's not available tomorrow.
Herman hasn't pitched this series, which is weird. I thought they were saving him for this, but I guess it's going to be Tyone. I guess they're going to treat Tyone on Friday like a bullpen because, right, he threw like 20 pitches.
I guess.
Do you think Herman pitches in game 5? Like, what do you think? All right, the coaches are in the room right now. Like, how do you think they're drawing this up?
I mean, you're hoping to get like 5 innings out of Tyone. Like, you're hoping he could just go out there and be a starter.
And then, and that's best case scenario. And then what? You think it's Herman for 6 and 7? Like, he's got to factor in at some point.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, you've got it to a certain extent. Like, Wandy's available. Nestor's available. Like, everybody's available. Although you do want to keep Nestor because it's not terrible to start the ALCS with Nestor game 1.
Well, Seve should be. I would think. Would Seve be ready? No, he wouldn't. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I mean, at this point, we can't think about that. It's just going to be a wing. It's going to be a wing-it situation. I think it's going to be Tyone. I think it's going to be Tyone for 5. I think Nestor gets an inning. I think Clay gets an inning. I think Loaisiga gets an inning. There's no way Wandy can pitch, right? He threw 42 pitches on Saturday and he pitched tonight. There's no way, right?
I mean, there's if they think he can be effective, 2 outs in an inning and you need an out. You know, you don't get in a situation where he has to face 3 batters. But I mean, you got to see how the guy feels. It's an elimination game.
Nestor could go too.
Yeah, someone's season is ending tomorrow.
I'll be honest. I'm just counting on the crowd to just kind of like will us to win. Like, I don't think we're playing that well. I was not really impressed with a lot tonight. I'm counting on the crowd to to just will this team to the next round. And you've seen it against the Central before. The crowd can just kind of steamroll them.
Here is my thought. I say all the time, like, I don't believe in God. But, like, if there is a God, this all-powerful being would never subject me to sitting in a car with you for 2 hours after you just get eliminated in a game five.
That's the way you look at it?
Never. Oh, my God. You'd be so miserable. So miserable.
Miserable, but I'm not a screamer. I'm not a yeller miserable. I'm a quiet, sad miserable, which I think is better.
You'd be like a – not like yelling. I think you would just – it would be a constant flow of information coming from you.
Let's just hope we don't – I'm looking at my calendar now to make sure. All right. My last call ends at 3:30. What time – is it 7:07 or 7:37?
It's 7:07. I'm glad you pointed that out because – I guess the pregame starts at 6:30, so Costas was like 6:30. I was like, oh, that's a tough one.
What? I saw that. All right, so we'll have enough time. All right, we won't get back as late. 7:07. I like that. I like this.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm ready to go. This is why we do this. Is it convenient on a Monday night to go? No, but this is game five. This is why we're here.
It's game five. I'll have to explain it to – I did – I skipped my – the game on Friday. I got offered tickets a few different ways, and I had a meeting, and the people who put together a meeting were like, it's definitely gonna happen. I was like, you guys sure? And like, yeah. And then the meeting didn't happen. I got canceled in the third inning. It was a 3 o'clock meeting, and I was like, the only reason I'm here and I didn't take PTO was because of this meeting. And I said to my boss, she was like, that sucks, like, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's fine, because if this goes to a game five, I'm leaving early on Monday. So I don't know how seriously she took that, but it just became a reality.
Yeah, now it's real. It's wild because the last real podcast that we did sitting at my desk, I guess, was after game one. What was that, last Tuesday night? Like, it's funny because I was driving to this wedding Friday up 1-0, and to now it feels like a year has gone by to get to 2-2, doesn't it?
Yeah, go get some sleep, dude. You look exhausted. You need to drink some water too.
Yeah, probably. It's been a couple of days. All right, we'll wrap this up, and I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see everyone at the stadium, or we'll see you at the parade.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.